Next week's parsha, we introduce to the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, the blessings that the Kohanim would give the people. In the Rambam, in his Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvos Asei Chavav, as well as in his Koteres Tehilchos Tefila, makes clear that these brachos were to take place every single day. The Kohanim are supposed to bless the people every day. Moreover, the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches says not only does it apply every day, it applies in all places. It's not an Eretz Yisrael or a Beis HaMikdash Mitzvah. In fact, it applies to all Jews wherever they are. Kohanim should bless them on a daily basis. This is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah as well, quite clearly and unsurprisingly, given that all the Rishonim say so in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chav Tes. If that's the case, it is quite surprising, and more than surprising, it is disturbing that the Rama mentions in Simen Kuf Chav Ches that there is a minhag, chutz laretz, not to do Birkas Kohanim on a daily basis, not even to do it on a weekly basis on Shabbos. Rather, Birkas Kohanim has been relegated to something that we only do on the Yomim Tovim, on the Shalosh Regalim. And in fact, as we know, that has been for many, many years the minhag of Ashkenazic communities outside of the land of Israel. I don't know if we have real definitive historical evidence of how early this practice started, but at least some halachic sources trace back this practice perhaps as early as the 1100s. So it's been a long, long time, many, many hundreds of years, almost 1,000 years, that the Ashkenazic communities outside of Israel have not been duchening on a daily basis, but the fact that it's an old practice doesn't mean in any way that we understand why. Where would it come from? It seems to be against the halacha. The Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, everyone seems to be very clear that there's a minhag to do this every single day. Now, it is worth noting that not only in Eretz Yisrael have they kept this practice correctly, but Sephardic lands, even outside of the land of Israel, have also kept this practice pretty consistently. Beis Yosef attests in his day that Sephardic communities, particularly the big Jewish community in Mitzrayim and Egypt in his day, were still duchening on a daily basis. The Pa'as HaShochan, a student of the Vilna Gaon, testifies to this as well. And he points out that at the great urging of their Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, when he and about 500 or so other of the Talmidei Hagra made Aliyah in the early 1800s, they reinstituted the daily practice of duchening in Eretz Yisrael. So you now have Ashkenazim and Sephardim in Eretz Yisrael duchening every day, and that of course is the practice till our very day. And you have Sephardim outside of Israel duchening. The one exception to the rule seems to be Ashkenazim outside of Israel. The prevalent Ashkenazi practice outside of Israel is not to duchen, not to do Birkas Kohanim on a daily basis, and there doesn't seem to be any good reason for it. In fact, the Magen Avram, a great Ashkenazi posek from Poland, refers to this as a minhag garua. But a minhag, evidently it is. So where did it come from? Many explanations are given. Let's focus on the big three, the primary three theories. The Beis Yosef himself suggests that this is the result of a different custom. And that is that in medieval Ashkenaz, they used to go to mikvah before Birkas Kohanim. Out of a sense of the holiness and sanctity of the Birkas Kohanim, the Kohanim themselves would go to mikvah to prepare themselves every day. However, he says over time, this fell out of practice, it became too difficult, perhaps because of the cold or other reasons they couldn't go to the mikvah every day, and therefore they also stopped duchening on a daily basis. But this really, as the Beis Yosef himself seems to be very, very difficult to maintain. After all, there is no source, there is no obligation to go to the mikvah daily. It may be a nice idea to go to mikvah before Birkas Kohanim, but it's not necessary, there's no source, it's not an obligation, so it's a nice hiddur if you can do it, it's a nice chumrah if you can do it, but it makes no sense and it would be totally illegitimate to say, well, since I can't do the bonus, since I can't do the chumrah, therefore I'm going to throw out the actual mitzvah, the actual obligation. This is a classic chumrah, shemei v'lidei kula. It's nice to have a chumrah, but not if it's going to detract from the actual mitzvah, so this seems to be very, very difficult to maintain. The Rama himself, as we mentioned, he's the one who first tells us about the practice of Ashkenazim outside of Israel, not duchening. He has a completely different theory. He says that the nature of Birkas Kohanim is such that when the Kohanim are giving the bracha, they have to do it with genuine happiness, with true simcha in their hearts, with a menuchas hanefesh, with a peace of mind, with love of their fellow Jew, as we say in the pre-bracha. And he says, unfortunately, throughout the week and during the year, the Jewish people are weighed down. They're distracted by their tremendous parnasa concerns. The grinding poverty that they're suffering under simply does not allow them to have the happiness and the peace of mind to give the brachos with a full heart, and therefore they stopped giving the brachos on a daily basis. But this also seems to be very, very iffy as a suggestion, although it is a fascinating idea, but still not really convincing. First of all, there's no source that this is genuinely a halachic requirement to give the brachos with menuchas hanefesh, with happiness. Number two is, how come in the Sephardic lands it was okay? And perhaps best the best question is, what about Eretz Yisrael? We know the grinding poverty of the Jewish community in Israel over the centuries was horrible. It certainly wasn't a better financial situation than people living in Poland or Russia or Germany and other such communities. How could it be that they in Israel were still duchening every day? They somehow could have the right frame of mind and peace of mind, but the Jews living in Chutzlaritz, the Ashkenazim then couldn't, and Sephardim could. It's a very interesting theory, but there seems to be something really lacking or not sufficiently explained by this very interesting idea of the Ramah. And third and lastly, the Beis Ephraim of Ephraim Zalman Margolius in the earlier part of the 19th century suggests that the issue is that nowadays we don't have any 100% real, bona fide, certified, definitive Kohanim. We have a presumption that people are Kohanim. It's known in Halacha as a Kohen Chazaka, Kohane Chazaka. But in earlier centuries, go back to the time of the Beis Hamikdash, every family would have a Ksav Yuchsin, they'd have a detailed genealogical chart tracing their family from generation to generation, and Kohanim had detailed genealogy, which and tree, you know, genealogical trees, family trees, which traced their family all the way back to Aaron HaKohen. So they knew for sure they were a Kohen. Nowadays, almost no family has it anymore. So if your father and your grandfather and great-grandfather said you're a Kohen, we assume, and in fact, we do assume that you're a Kohen. But that's just a chazaka. It's not 100%. And in fact, there's a halacha that a non-Kohen is prohibited from doing the Birkas Kohanim. It's an aveira. It's a sin for a non-Kohen to do the Birkas Kohanim. Therefore, says the Beis Ephraim, we can't have a Kohen who's only a presumed Kohen give these Birkas Kohanim on a daily basis, because it could be that they're in fact not a Kohen, and then they're doing an aveira. Better to be sheva al tasa adif, better not to do anything. Aye, but we do Birkas Kohanim on Yomim Tovim, and they're still the same non-certain, non-definitive Kohanim on Yom Tif, so how come all of a sudden we're duchening on Yom Tif? He says, well, we have to do it a little bit so we don't completely forget about Birkas Kohanim. That's a third explanation, and I think the common thread of all three of these fascinating ideas is that the question seems to be better than the answer, and it really does remain a mysterious minhag.